Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm actually very excited for the debut this year of the Lackawanna County Heritage Fair. First year you're doing it. And I don't know your official title. I know I'm talking to in-studio special guest Arment Olivetti. You're here. What is your official title?
Chairman of the Fair Board.
Chairman. Now, how long has this been in the planning stages for?
It'll be about 3 years in May. We spent the first 2 years studying the concept and the last year trying to pull the fair together.
Okay, and it, just for anyone who is interested in this, because I think everyone's going to be, is taking place the Wednesday through Sunday after Memorial Day.
Right.
May 29th through June 2nd.
Right.
And it's at Montage.
Yep.
And you were showing me a layout, like an aerial view of where it's going to be set up. It's in the upper parking lot, and then part of the fair is also going to be down in the, what do you call that?
We call it the upper and the lower campus.
Okay.
The upper campus is the parking lot near the cul-de-sac at the top of the road. And the lower campus is going to be the lodge, the ski slopes, the lower ski slopes, the ski sales shack, the water rides. Admission includes the water rides and the chairlifts for the ski slope.
Oh, that's super cool, because admission, I had my papers right in front of me. Was it $10?
$10 covers the parking, the admission, all of the rides are free, all of the carnival rides, I should say. The water park is free if you want to butter up the kids with Vaseline and bring them up and toss them in the water. And the chair lifts will be operating, and they are included in the price of the admission ticket. So if you want to take the family to the top of the slope and let them see what it looks like. The zip line will also be functioning, but that's an upcharge payable to Montage.
Okay, I was going to say, are there other upcharge things? Because usually those are fun because they're those specialty type activities for these fairs.
The only upcharge is the zip line. Everything else is included in the cost of admission.
Wow, I didn't know that going in. I like to find these things out on the air, and that's actually really a cool one here, because if you want a good deal. So how many rides do you think you're going to have? Because I know you're still finalizing some of the details.
Right. We are going to have around 20, 21. We're not certain of the final number just yet because we're waiting for some word on one ride in particular. We call them the mega rides.
Yeah.
Our vendor is local, Swaika Amusements out of Scott Township, and he's bringing in four or five or six of the mega rides,
right. The
large Ferris wheels and things of that sort. And we're still trying to work out the details on some of that, but we'll have approximately 20 rides.
Cool. And you're waiting on one big one? Is it you're just kind of trying to find out we don't need to say anything else at this point.
It'll be a North American debut if we can get our hands on it.
Really?
Yeah.
And if not, this conversation never happened. And it's first year and things like this, they grow. Yeah. It's the inaugural Lackawanna County Heritage Fair. Heritage. What are we talking about heritage here? Are we talking about going back 500 years to this area? Are we talking about just a lot of ethnicities in the area?
When we looked at the concept, I guess backing it up a step, we want to qualify as a state agricultural fair too.
Okay.
But obviously this county has more of an industrial history than an agricultural history. Going back probably into the 1880s, when the county was incorporated in 1878, and the first waves of immigrants, primarily Eastern European and Irish, maybe from Great Britain area, the Welsh and whatnot, came over in the 1870s, 1880s. So we're starting at that point in our county's history and bringing it forward. And we're trying to celebrate. And obviously, it's a work in progress. We're starting small this year, and we're going to grow it year after year. But we're going to try to incorporate all of the ethnic immigration waves, the traditions they brought with them, the blending of the cultures that's occurred locally ever since that time.
Food is a big part of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was one thing I just talked to Armand off the air. I was like, so tell me about the food. Because fairs and carnivals... Every, my wife always says one of the things that bumps her out is that when she was growing up, every weekend during the summer, there was a picnic. And she's like, it doesn't happen as much as anymore. There's a few of them left. Yep. But you're going to have some of these foods that people grew up eating, at this one in particular.
Right. We have been trying to encourage, and I'm going to, while we're on the air, and if you are a local church or a volunteer fireman's company or any local group of that sort, and you want to vend at the fair, please go to the website, LackawannaCountyHeritageFair.com. You can contact us there. You can contact us on our Twitter page, which is linked to that website, or our Facebook page. We're still looking for those types of vendors. One thing we've discovered with the business model that we initially chose is that 5 days is a long time for a church to put a food booth out there.
Have you considered having like a one night of church activities, almost like have a battle of the
We're looking into that. The
battle is probably the wrong word.
Right, yeah. The problem that we had when we initially went in was that you can't have vendors moving in and out of the fair overnight. You know, it's just, it wreaks too much havoc. But competitions of that sort, yes, we're taking a look at. But we are going to have, for example, we have St. Anne's Maronite Church from Westside, which is Lebanese or Middle Eastern food, is going to be there for the entire 5 days. That should be great. They'll be selling hookah pipes for those people who are interested.
And if you're not interested, just keep on walking. They have cards for whatever their hookah. No, hookah, that's with tobacco. That's
right.
With tobacco.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm confusing hookah with other conversations that we seem to have from time to time. It's the first year of this, the Lackawanna County Heritage Fair. Again, Wednesday through Sunday after Memorial Day at Montage Mountain. Now, again, $10 to get in. Children under two are free.
Right.
So, and that includes parking and the rides, and the food obviously is going to be extra, and the zip line is extra. What made you want to do this? Because this area is still, even though those like the small church picnics aren't even what they were, God, 10 years ago when it first started coming up. I'm sorry, not 10 years ago. 15 years ago when I met, I forget how long, when did I meet my wife? Almost 20 years ago now. God,
you're in big trouble when you go home tonight.
She knows my memory's garbage. I met my wife 20 years ago almost. We come up here and we go to a lot of these picnics. Mm-hmm. You know, even though that's not a thing, there's still a lot of picnics. There's still a lot of fairs that people go to.
Right.
What is your plan to stand out amongst the rest?
When I say we, the commissioners appointed a study commission 3 years ago, and we spent about 2 years studying this. We concluded that although there are many agricultural fairs in the area now, and we all are familiar with them, we could take that concept and incorporate into it the idea of celebration of local heritage, and we decided to move that to the beginning of the fair season, picnic season, rather than the end, so that we would not be in direct competition with any of the established.
So you're not stepping on anyone's toes. In fact, you're cutting the ribbon at the beginning of the season.
Correct. So it's a way to begin the summer celebration rather than to end it. And we think that by focusing on heritage, and agriculture obviously would be a component of the heritage, but by focusing on the heritage, it's not only a time to go up and enjoy ethnic foods or ethnic performances, but it's also a reminder to our children and grandchildren about where their grandparents came from.
Yeah.
and the cultures that their grandparents brought with them.
That's super cool. We got a text message in from a listener who asked, will there be bracelets for the kids for unlimited rides? But that's not necessary.
Yes.
Because
Once the ticket, what will happen is you get obviously an admission ticket. You turn that in and they will give a wrist bracelet.
Okay, for everyone?
Right. So
but that's not, it's not extra to that. That was the point, though.
There's no extra charge for that.
Yeah, so that'll be included with this admission.
Right.
$10 gets you in, it covers the parking, and it's the fare is free to children two and under. Are there any rides for the under two to ride?
There are. Very limited, three, four,
carousel,
maybe.
Probably, stuff like that.
And if you're riding, if the kid brings the parent along with them on the ride, for example, maybe the adult-style carousel they could ride on, something like that. That's going to be up to S&S Amusements, Wake Amusements. But there will be a limited number of rides for children under two.
Okay, cool.
And that's why they're admitted free. you know.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to make sure there's something for them to do.
Right.
Now we're just like, all right, look, kid, I know it's not as much fun, but here's 8 potato pancakes. You go crazy. It's a halushki. Yeah, you take that. This is a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see what you guys do. Again, I'm a big fan of this type of event. Are there going to be, there's going to be shows as well?
Is that correct? Yes.
What type of entertainment are you going to be bringing in?
We're going to have 2 performance stages, one for the upper campus of the fair and one for the lower. We have bands scheduled from the fair will open at noon every day. The fairgrounds, I should say, will open at noon. Some of the rides won't open until about 4, depending upon the day. But bands will be performing on the main performing stage from noon till closing, which will be either 10 or 11 o'clock at night, depending on the day. And then the performing arts stage on the lower campus of the fair is reserved for the heritage component, where there will be, for example, presentations on the DNL canal, the railroading history of the county. Railroading and coal went hand in hand. The county library system is going to have presentations every day, readings, participatory presentations for the kids, you know, to come in and keep them active.
Any polka?
Oh, we're going to have at least 2 polka bands. I think Stankies. Both of them are Stankies. They'll be performing.
On the other hand, I don't know if they've reached out to you, and I don't know if I have the name right, and my apologies. I think it was the Wilkes-Barre St. Patrick's Day Parade. There was a School of Rock group. Have you heard about these kids?
No.
They're on the side of the street, and they're like 10, 11 years old, and they're blowing everyone away. Reach out. They're really good. I'm just giving them...
Contact us.
Yeah.
Go to the website. Get in touch with us.
I don't know anyone there. All I know is I'm watching, and I see these young kids, and they got up, and they were amazing. I think it's School of Rock, something to look into. So how can people contact you if they want to suggest something, or they know someone who could perform, or they want to be a food vendor?
They can go to the website, LackawannaCountyHeritageFair.com, and from there, they can link to our Facebook and Twitter.
Cool. Armand Olivetti, again, you're helping to plan this whole thing. It's the first ever inaugural year for the Lackawanna County Heritage Fair, May 29th through June 2nd. And again, $10 gets you in and gets you all the unlimited rides, and free parking is included in that. So it's a good deal.
Yep.
It's a good deal. It's going to be a good time. Good luck on the first year. And
thank
hopefully when it gets
much.
Closer, we'll have you back to either sample free food, because I don't think John Lucas, would you fight him on free food? Trust me, he'll eat the food.
I'm sure he will.
Thank you so much for coming in. And there you go. And you just did Paula's weekend show, correct? Is that for this weekend?
I'm not sure. I think so.
We'll find out for sure, so you can check that out as well. But it'll also be on WILKNewsRadio.com. It is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.